This is Near FM
90.3. I am delighted to be joined by my first guest, who is Jackie Hoey from Citizens Information. She's going to tell us all about the medical card. So, hi Jackie, how are you?
Good, good. Now, the medical card, there's so much in it. So what I'm going to do to keep it, not so much light, I'm going to cover the main things in it, and then my colleague next week will do the GP visit card, because there's too much to do both.
Yes.
So we'll talk about the medical card first. If you have a medical card issued to you by the health service, you can get certain health services free of charge. Normally your dependent spouse or partner and your children are also covered for the same range of health service. Anyone who is an ordinary resident in Ireland can apply for a medical card. This means that you are living in Ireland and intend to live here for at least 1 year. To qualify for the medical card, your income must be below a certain amount for your individual family. Everything to take into consideration is cash income, savings and investments and property, except for your own home. If you're coming to Ireland from the Ukraine under the Temporary Protection Directive, you're entitled to a health service. You're entitled to health service and a medical card immediately. After 9 months, you need to make a full application for a medical card, including a financial assessment. So they're just saying people coming in from the Ukraine, there's no medical means test. They're just automatically getting them for the first 9 months.
Oh, just don't torment us now with any of that.
They're just getting them automatically. Now, as I said, I'm not going to go into the means test for the medical card here today, because basically if your only income coming into your house is a social welfare payment, you will get a medical card. If you look at the income guidelines for the medical card, I think it's only €162 for a single person. Sure, the basic social welfare payment for anybody over 25 is €208. I don't know why they have it down as that.
Yeah.
But if you've only got your social welfare payment of €208, or you're claiming for an adult dependent and children, that's your maximum income, everybody will get a medical card. Now, the medical card is open to everybody. So, for example, you might have a high income, and it could be both of you working, but you do have a very high mortgage. There's certain things they take into consideration, and I'm going to list what they take into consideration. They take the likes of private health insurance like BOOP and the VHI into consideration. They take child minding into consideration, petrol going to work, mortgages, house insurance and life insurance. And they're the only things that they take into consideration, and they're taken away from the total house income. And then they only look at your disposable income after that. So you could have a good wage but a very high mortgage, and that's taken off it straight away. So it's eligible there, the medical card, for everybody to apply for. So there's no harm banging her in. Even if you don't get the medical card, the GP visit card is a lot more generous. And as I said, my client will cover that next week. But just to mention that there's other things that are covered on the medical card. Now, this is where we get into a bit. You can get chiropody done on the medical card, and people were thinking that if you chiropody for the elderly over 65, that once you have a medical card you get it for free. You don't. You're eligible to apply for, and you fill out the chiropodist card with your chiropodist. You get it stamped up by the HSC and then they return it to you. Chiropodists are charging a fee as well. They're charging anything from 20 to €50 a week. €50 a visit. So what you have to do is shop around and see what gets the best option for you.
And do you have to be over 65 now to
for
get
the chiropodist? Yeah,
right.
But as well as that, they're all charging different prices, and there's no, they can basically charge what they like. So the idea is we have a reduced list of chiropodists that's in this area, that here in the Civic Centre. So if you want to have a look at it, give them a ring and see which one is giving best option. Now, another thing is given, it's mentioned, is dental services. Now, according to the HSC, an AIR updated website, treatment benefit scheme, you can get treatment benefit done if you've got, you're entitled to a free dental examination and a subsidised scale and polish once a year under the treatment benefit. That's people who have PRSI.
Now, medical card. Now, oh, I see, for PRSI. Yes.
Yeah. So medical card holders are entitled, this is what the HSE states, medical card holders are entitled to a free dental examination in each calendar year, as well as any extractions that are required. One four-stage endodontic root canal treatment is also available each year for teeth at the front of the mouth. Two fillings are free in each calendar year. For a filling on a tooth that has already been filled in the last 5 years, the dentist must seek approval from the local HSE principal dentist surgeon, detailing why it is clinically necessary to repeat the filling. Denture repair are covered, and dentures are covered also under the dental scheme with medical card. Now, we found that dentists aren't offering this. Some of them are only offering polishing and scraping once every 2 years. Nice. They're not offering any fillings, and they're not doing obstructions on the medical card.
And did you say, you didn't mention the scale and polish, so once a year they can get that?
Yes.
But as you say now, a lot of dentists, there was a lot of furore there mm-hmm. last year or whatever, that the dentists had come off it and they were letting their medical card holder clients or customers go, you know, because they weren't taking part in the scheme no longer. Is that still the case?
It's still the same, or some of them are just doing a polishing and a cleaning every 2 years. Each dentist is offering their own service. Some of them are doing obstructions, and some of them are doing fillings with the medical card, and then those others aren't. So it's another one like the chiropody that you need to shop around and see what's on offer.
And where can people get lists of, you know, if they're after being with a dentist for years and years and years, and now they say, right, no more, you can't come to me, I'm not going to take the medical card. Where can they find a list of dentists in their surrounding areas that would take the medical card for them?
We have a list downstairs of both doctors and chiropodists and that take the medical card, but we don't know what the prices are. So the list is there, so it's all to do with shopping around and find out what's best for you and what they're offering with the medical card.
Right.
Now, other things, you still, on the medical card, you are covered for hospital stays, and you're also covered for to see your doctor and your medication, but there is a prescription charge. There's a prescription charge for 150 per prescription to a maximum for a whole family of up to 15 euros a month. For over 70s, it's a euro prescription, and 10 euros is the most you can spend a month. But if you're not eligible for the medical card, there's also the drugs payment scheme that no family should pay more than 80 euros a month for their medication. And your children will be covered under that if they're under 18 or up to age 23 and still in college. You get these drugs payment scheme. The health board have them here in the Civic Centre on the ground floor, or any chemist will give them to you. You fill it up and you lodge it with your chemist. So if you've got a family that has a lot of prescriptions a month, including the parents and the children who could have asthma, which medication is very high on that, the most they can pay is 80 euros a month. And even with this, if they're working, you're still eligible for this. At the end of the year, you can claim back dental expenses and medical expenses through Med1s and Med2. Once you're paying tax, like this is 2022, you'll be collecting them for the whole year and you'll be applying in January 2023. Now, if you weren't aware of this, you can claim back anything to do with the revenue for up to 4 years. So you can go for 22 and then you can be going for 18, 19, 20 and 21 as well as this year. So if you haven't done it before, now they say you don't have to send off all your bills stating what you paid. I'd advise too, because they can come back anytime up to 4 years, and if you haven't got them, you have to repay the money. So there's no harm in sending the copy of them with them. They won't be coming back in 4 years' time looking for these. So just to remember, the medical card, the means test is very low. If you're only living on a basic social welfare payment, you will get a medical card and so will your family. If you're on a low income and you have high outcomes, like I listed, the mortgage and health insurance and life insurance, and you get a full medical card, then you let your employer know, you give them the number of your social services card, and you pay USC at a reduced rate. Not if you have the GP card, you must be in receipt of the full medical card. And just be aware as well, if you return to work after being out of work for a long time, first thing people would ask us, oh, I really need my medical card. You know, they're trying to work out whether it's worth their while to return to work. According to the HSI guidelines, you can keep your medical card for up to 3 years after you go back to work.
Right.
But you have to write to them and let them know that you've started work, that you've been out of work for a while, and that according to their guidelines, you're able to retain your medical card for the 3 years. What they do is they just send you out the medical card and it covers you for the whole 3 years. So I said, any medical appliances or anything like that that are covered, either partially by the medical card or fully, any medical expenses that you do occur, but you have to be paying tax. You can't claim back tax if you haven't got it paid in.
Yeah, this is what I just wanted to say. If something isn't covered on the medical card and you have to go and get it done and you have to pay cash for it, if you're not working and paying tax, you're already on a social welfare. You can't claim that back.
No, you have to be paying the tax to get it back. And that's a big thing. People will be coming in and the first thing we'd ask is, are you paying tax? And they'd say no. So you can only claim back, like say for example, you had only been working a half the year and you only paid something like €500 in tax and the procedure costs a hell of a lot more. If you've only paid in, you'd only get back what you paid in. But if you have to work in the full year, most people would be covered for all of their expenses. And as I said, you can claim it back up to 4 years. Now, I'll just touch on the GP visit card just to say that the income limit is a lot more generous, especially when you're over 70. It's a lot more generous. It doesn't cover you for the hospital. But my colleague, as I said, will go into that next week. But it's just, we get a lot of questions about dental. And all I can say is, although if you read our website, it lists everything that what the health board states that you're entitled to. You want to check it out because dentists are charging different things. Some of them aren't giving abstractions, aren't doing fillings, they're just doing, most of them are just doing a polishing and a scraping.
And should they be doing what the guidelines state?
Apparently they can basically do what they like.
Right. Each can I just ask you now, on a different note, from optical, are we entitled to optical?
It goes the same way. Optical is done. You're entitled to free eye tests and free certain glasses through the medical card and with our PRSI contributions. If you're going for the fancier glasses or bifocals, they're not covered under the medical card. You pay extra for them. But basically, they do a free lens and they also do a free eye test, both through your PRSI and the medical card, and that's for everybody.
Right.
Okay. And dentures as well. It's covered under the medical card. Right. And it should be known because a lot of people aren't aware that that dentures are covered under your medical card, a full medical card once you have. And that's it. And as I said, and don't forget the drugs payment scheme. Everybody should sign up for that if you've got high medication. As I said, €80 a month is the most a family can pay. And if you are working, all them €80 a month you're paying, if you're one of you is working, you can claim them back too at the end of the year. They give you back 20% of the amount that you paid through your taxes.
Very good.
All right,
that's
Adrian.
Great. Okay, lovely. And they can get more information on citizensinformation.ie.
And just to throw out our number, it's 0818 078190. So that's 0818 078190. If you need to ring us or want to make an appointment to come up and see us, help with filling out a form, you want some advice, we do talk over the form and we are taking appointments Monday to Friday between 9 and 4:30 every day.
Thanks so much, Jackie, for coming down. See you again in a couple of weeks. We'll have Anita in next week to talk about that GP card, as Jackie was saying.
This is Near FM
90.3.